This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are stuffed, but we're still drinking. We got some arcade beer, and we're talking about all the events happening this coming holiday. All that and more on this week's episode. What'd we do these last 3 weeks that we what'd you make it to?
Yeah, because you know, got a cork popped out, boop, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey everyone, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And it's the 1st of December.
Man. Dude, that was so quick. So 2015?
It's almost over. We drank our way through it. Every week we've been here just drinking.
My end of year reviews are going to be due soon now.
Oh, is that what you do every year?
I'm in no position to figure that out.
No? Man. Well, you got all the beers we drank on here, so you can go back and catalog that. Because every week we're drinking some new local beer. This week, this beer just looked fun.
Yeah.
So I had to pick it up. It's the Arcade Brewing's Dutch Coward.
Yeah, man. So this is a session ale with juniper berries and lemon peel. And it's pretty cool. I don't know if your bottle is different from mine, but my bottle has a full-on like comic strip on it.
Yeah, mine's got a different comic strip on it.
Okay, so it looks like they're doing that. Oh, it's a comic across six bottles. It's six-pack stories. So each bottle is going to tell a different story. This is actually very cool. The Adventures of Dutch Courage. It looks like there's a... This is volume two. We missed out on volume one.
Oh, man. See, so this... We were just talking off air about like saving your bottles and saving your packages and like... We maybe aren't the people to do that, but this is almost like something like, oh, this would kind of be cool to save.
For sure, yeah. And then they do, they're at Ale Syndicate, so they do a really good job of the stumpy bottle with the waterproof label. I really dig that. That's good for two reasons. You can save it and it won't peel off. But then also, if you're a homebrewer, you can just snatch the whole thing off and it won't, you know, you don't have to scrape it off.
Oh, really? You know? Okay. Yeah. I didn't even think about that for a homebrewer sake. That's pretty neat. I would love if it was like... you know, those big hugs labels where, like, you could peel it off and then, like, stick it up. If these were, like, doubled like that, so you could peel off the comic strip and put it up on a wall.
I tell you, man, that big hugs label, the most recent one, that's, like, one of my all-time favorite labels. I peeled it right off, like you said,
yeah.
And it becomes a sticker, and I put it right on the back of my MacBook.
Nice, yeah.
That's a really cool label.
That's good. But this is a pretty tasty beer. It's really malty for some reason. I don't know if that's the juniper berry, like... Adding to that, like, thickness to it?
Yeah, you got a lot of viscosity for it to be a pale ale. It's got all malt and then a really big dose of bitter.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah, it's not what I expect from a session ale, per se. I always think of that as, like, you know, a hopped up pale ale, American pale ale kind of thing. So, it's kind of unique. It's different. It's good. Nothing wrong with the beer for sure, but yeah. I haven't had too much from them. I've had their grapefruit IPA and their, what's say one of their other ones.
There's the, on the show we had the, it was some sort of, it was like a stout.
Oh.
It was like a milk stout, right?
That's right, yeah.
It was like a breakfast
Mega
stout.
Mega Man milk stout.
Yeah, Mega Man milk stout.
That's right. Yeah. So we have had their beer before.
Yeah, and if you pick up this Dutch Adventures in Dutch Courage, you get to see all six adventures of Dutch. And yeah, these bottles can be repurposed for something else, which is cool.
All right, recycle. Yeah. All right, nice. Well, this past week, we did some drinking. Maybe not because it was Thanksgiving. Who's not drinking on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, how was your Thanksgiving, man?
It was pretty solid. You know, my family's out in the suburbs. Well, yeah. Went to my dad's house, drank there. Then went to my uncle's house, drank there until like 3 a.m.
There you go. It's holiday, man. It's holidays. That's holiday style right there.
Yeah, it was just a long night of drinking. How about yourself?
Yeah, same thing, man. Family's in the burbs, so have the Metro go out there and just start imbibing, man. I had a snapshot from New Belgium.
Oh, okay, nice.
I had that and then a whole lot of whiskey.
Okay.
After that. Oh, no, and I had a couple beers from Evil Twin.
Okay.
Yeah, the Jesus-themed beers. Cafe Ah Jesus.
And I haven't seen those.
And then there's he's got a really cool double IPA that the name's escaping me. I'm gonna find it shortly here.
We did open a bottle of Bourbon County Rare and Bourbon County Original Rare.
The OG Rare.
Yeah.
2010.
Yeah, so we wanted to do like a side-by-side. We Periscoped it, so we live streamed us all tasting it. There was probably three of us that kind of knew the beers and knew about them, and then the other like five people, like, they don't know much about beer, so...
here comes Brad with that fancy beer.
Yeah, so they were in for a treat there without knowing like anything about it.
Yeah, they knew how hard that beer was to get on Friday.
Probably, and they knew like, oh wow, this is a $60 bottle of beer. In both cases, really, it's like, oh wow.
How's the 2010, the original rare Pappy Van Winkle barrels, 23 year Pappy barrels?
Yeah,
how's it holding up?
I forgot what barrels it was in when I like was talking about it.
Yeah,
because I knew the new ones are in not Evan Williams.
No, Heaven Hill.
Heaven Hill. Yeah. And so I was thinking the old ones were in Evan Williams, but yeah, then I remembered Pappy later. If you have 2010, drink it. It is not it.
It won't get any better.
No, this one already had like that mustiness going on. Can't guarantee. It was definitely like stored super properly. It was my uncle's bottle, so he has like a little basement cellar thing going.
Yeah.
That's not temperature controlled, but it's dark and in the basement. But still, so if you maybe had it since you bought it in like that 55 degree fridge,
right,
might be a little better, but drink it. It's 5 years. Like, what are you doing?
Exactly. Like, how long are you going to keep it? Yeah, and then Goose does say on the bottle, and on pretty much all of the BCS bottles, develops in the bottle up to 5 years. But I agree with you, man. Beer's not wine. In a lot of cases, because beer doesn't have the alcohol content that wine does. Yeah. So over 5 years, that's a long time for most beers.
Right.
Like their barley wine, like this year's barley wine, mm-hmm. I think is, you know, really big and really hot. You know, I think that could sit for a few years.
Okay.
But in most cases, most of the stuff they make is meant to drink earlier than five.
And if you think about the rare, it was already in bottle or in barrels for 2 years. Yeah. Like it's already been chilling.
Yeah.
Like it's ready. Just drink it because that 2015 is tasting great.
I went to see my buddy Yellowbird at Warehouse Liquors, you know, on Wabash, and he said, man, 2015 tastes like brownie batter. And I was like, yeah, it kind of does. It's pouring so good right now.
Yeah, so I still have two more bottles that I got at Rare Day, which I need to drink, and I just need to drink them because I don't want to hold on to them thinking I'm going to have this special occasion. I don't want to be 5 years down the line and be like, oh, I didn't drink this yet. And then it's like, oh, I remember I talked about how good it was.
Yeah. I went to the Whirly Ball. Whirly Ball had a Black Friday event.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you could try them all there. You could try them all except for the rare.
Okay.
And I think if we're talking about ones that might fall off a little bit more than others, this Regal Rye was really good. Now, we were talking pre-show, and I've had the Regal Rye before, but it was to a point where I didn't really – I'm like, yeah, I got nothing. This I don't understand why this is different.
You've had a little too many other right. Bourbon counties.
So I had this one early on, and, man, it really comes at you, man. Like, the aroma on this thing is Bourbon County, right?
Yeah.
So, and it finishes like Bourbon County does. But, man, it smells just like tart – sour cherries. Like it almost smells like a sour beer almost completely.
Oh, cool.
And then it kind of like, and then it glides right into the traditional Bourbon County flavor. Like it reminds you of cherry rye a little bit, right?
Okay.
But then it's like a BCS with a nice fruit backbone to it.
Oh, cool.
It's really good. It was one my favorite one that day. And you know, surprisingly, man, the 2013 Templeton Rye, which I would always overlook. You know, but we had that side by side at Whirly Ball with the 2015 original BCS.
Okay.
And they were eerily similar.
Okay. Like yeah, just, I always forget about that Templeton Rye 2013 one.
Yeah.
Because it was like mini rare, right? Or was it? what was it called?
Well, it was they used rye barrels, and they typically use just straight up whiskey barrels.
Was it just Bourbon County Rye?
It was Bourbon County Templeton Rye.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was like, but it was 2 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, did you do any Black Friday hunting for BCS?
I virtually hunted through the other people.
It's
like
a virtual hunt.
I was like, wow, that looks busy out there. Yeah. Wow, and looked online and saw people's hauls. I came across this hilarious Instagram account called Bourbon County D-Bags. That's
sounds very apropos. It's there's a lot of BCS D-Bags out
there. Yeah, so it's someone who basically goes uses the Bourbon County Stout hashtag and like retweet or read Instagrams.
Yeah.
People's Instagrams and then like either puts up a funny video with it or like a funny caption just about how like, oh, I lived on the street for two nights and my wife left me, but I got two cases.
Look at all this beer.
Yeah. Stuff like that. So that's pretty hilarious. So came across that. But other than that, I did not go out and get any Bourbon County yet. I know here in Chicago, we're going to see some of the liquor stores getting it this week, right?
Yeah, I know that Bottles and Cans up near Lincoln Square. Bottles and Cans up in Lincoln Square, and all the Whole Foods locations are going to get it this week. We were talking to the Walgreens guys on Black Friday, and due to the great Bourbon County Stout heist of 2014. So, the bank, and we talked about this, the bank in Wicker Park, they got theirs last year, and they sold this one single guy like two cases of prop.
Was it an accident? Like they didn't know that they weren't supposed to do that?
I think he went in and kind of made it happen, you know, like, and the staff didn't know that there was a bottle allotment.
The beer buyer wasn't there.
Exactly. There was something like a shift change, and there was something lost in translation.
Man, he like timed that perfect. I saw the truck come by.
And this dude won, apparently, right? He's like, this is the stuff of legend. So they got their beers. They got them on Black Friday at like 10 a.m.
Okay.
And the Walgreens you went to, they got 25 cases, but it was all original. They didn't get any variants.
So they got in trouble.
I think Walgreens paid the price this year.
Goose was like, nope.
You saw the you go over there on your break, you see the Budweiser truck pull up, and we're like, well, we know what's in there.
Yeah.
Bring it on. I will take both. I will take my two bottle of it. Yeah.
Fine.
It was pretty funny. Yeah.
So I'll maybe take a peek at like Whole Foods or maybe stop in some other liquor stores. I've already popped in a couple places just to see like, oh, are they getting it? Did you guys get it? Nothing yet.
One more thing about the BCS rollout. So on Black Friday, we caught up with those guys at Whirly Ball, some of the marketing guys.
Yeah.
And they said that there were some surprising locations where the marketing team showed up, right? And then they would like give you samples and that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So their first stop was Marcy, obviously, you know. They said there are about 2,000 people in line at, like, you know, 8 a.m.
Benny's and Mercy Street.
Right, the Flag Street Benny's right across the street from Goose Clyburn. And then after that, they went to Jewel on Des Plaines. So there's a Jewel basically in West Loop.
Oh, right? Okay.
That was their second stop. Their third stop was Whirly Ball. Their fourth stop was Timothy O'Toole's.
Oh, fine. Okay.
Yeah. If you went to the Jewel on Des Plaines, and I didn't get to participate in this, I listened to it after the fact. You go to the Jewel on Des Plaines, when they open, you got a chance to buy them all. And then while you were in line, they would pour you a sample of Bourbon County coffee or the barley wine. And then if you left and came back all the way up till 9 a.m., they would have sold it to y'all again.
Jeez, okay.
At fucking Jewel.
Yeah, you would have never thought to go to Jewel to get it, right?
That blew me a little bit. So it was an interesting story, you know. So kudos to anybody who made it to the Jewel on Des Plaines and cleaned up.
Do you think this is going to change how people do it next year? Like, are they be like, well, forget Binnie's. I'm going to go try Jewel this time. I'm going to try Walgreens. I'm going to try the corner liquor store.
It's an interesting strategy.
Yeah.
That caught me totally off guard, that Jewel would have every variant.
Because the Binnie's Mercy Street thing.
That's the one you hear about the most.
Yeah, because it's right by the pub. You can go over there. They usually have other things they're pouring as well. They're not selling any bottles because I think that all got changed around how they could do it. But it's right there. But knowing that, hey, I have a better chance at this smaller place that's very likely to get it.
Yeah, and I know if you were at the they say the Goose on the Binnie's on Marcy Street is the top Goose account in the world.
Okay.
So if you got there and you were the first 200 people, you got a chance to buy like some of the variants like from previous years.
Oh, wow.
So you could go back to like 2013, 2011, you know, pick up some original vanilla, that kind of thing.
So see, maybe you don't want to leave the like sweet spot because it's like they had it all.
Yeah.
I know they got it and maybe they got something real special.
Yeah. But that was cool. I thought Regal Rye was my favorite thing about my entire Black Friday experience.
Okay.
That is a fantastic beer. I love the way that variant was brought to life. It was very nice.
Yeah, that's a good one. And then what's the one with like a crazy amount of maple syrup?
Oh, you're talking prop. But this year's prop.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that this year's prop has
tasty too.
Guajillo peppers, maple syrup, and toasted pecans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's pretty solid too. It's sweet, but it's fun.
It's sweet, yeah, and you do get a nice bit of spice on the mid palate.
A little bit,
that.
Yeah.
That's a good beer too.
Cool. Well, man, we just drank some Bourbon County. That's all we did this week, and hung out with family. I guess that's what you're supposed to do.
Sounds like the holidays.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's jump into what's happening this week. We got a few events on the calendar because, you know, Christmas things are happening.
That's true.
It's the month. Christmas music's already playing here in my office. It's been playing for like a week, Ivan, before this.
You got the Nat King Cole playing when I walk in. You got the Christmas tree rolling.
We're going to have presents there real soon.
Yeah.
You know, probably just six packs of beer under the tree. That's what I should do. So coming up this week, I know the first thing happening Wednesday is the beer lights.
Yeah, brew lights at, at Lincoln Park Zoo.
Yeah. You went last year. Right?
Yeah, it's the only time that most people go to Lincoln Park Zoo.
In the winter.
In the winter. Okay. Yeah. It's cool. Happened. They take it's over 2 million lights. They light up everything. They light up the entire zoo and decorate it all in Christmas lights. And that's running all the way clear through the new year.
Okay.
But then Brew Lights is this beer event that Glunz puts on one day a year at Lincoln Park Zoo.
Okay.
So they can, you know, in the summer, and you know, we talked about this. We were at it last year. In the summer, they can fit over 11,000 people in the zoo.
Okay.
You know, so it's got that capacity. You'll probably see like 6,000 people in the middle of winter on this thing. This is Tuesday, December 5th. Wait.
Wednesday,
December 5th. Yeah. Thank you. From 5 to 10 at Lincoln Park Zoo. So all the benefits go to Lincoln Park Zoo.
Wednesday, December 2nd.
What did I say?
5th.
Oh, yeah.
2nd.
I'm glad you're here, Brad.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, it's only the first. How's tomorrow the 5th already? This is crazy.
Yeah, it's 5 to 10. So of the day of, it's a $60 ticket. And they're basically doing the 12 beers of Christmas.
Okay.
Right? So you'll have, Unibrow, Delirium, Beguile, Bader Brow, Noon Whistle, just to name a few.
Nice. I mean, last year you said it was like super cold, right? So that was the only downside of it.
Last year was a bit chilly. I mean, you could dip inside like the gift shops and then like the cafeterias, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But the actual, you know, concourse is pretty chilly. It was pretty chilly last year.
Gotta suck if you're pouring beer and you're in that cold. But yeah. Right now it's fairly warm and I was supposed to get some snow, so it might be okay out there. But that'd be a fun event to check out.
Yeah, especially if it holds up. If you can get somewhere around 35 at night, 35, 40.
That's not bad.
Yeah, you'd be all right.
Your gloves, your hat, jacket, you're good.
Yeah.
Anything else on Wednesday?
One more event on Wednesday. It's Dino S'mores and Dinosaurs with Off Color Brewing.
Okay.
So this is another beer and movie pairing at Emporium Wicker Park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice. So, Dino S'mores is the ridiculous Imperial Stout that they make.
Yeah.
Right. And then apparently there's a '90s hit television show called Dinosaurs.
Yeah, man.
Dude,
you never seen this?
I'm out of loop, man. I had a friend make a Dinosaurs reference about this TV show, and I was lost.
I'm gonna say hit is not the right word for this. And if you're making a Dinosaurs reference, like I think maybe the baby had like a one-liner.
Yeah. That was a reference, and it went over my head. I'm like, I have no idea what this is.
Yeah, that's fine. You don't. I think you just need to know that there was a show. You didn't need to watch
it. I honestly thought when I saw the headline before reading it, I actually thought like they would just show like Jurassic Park or something.
Okay.
You know, that's what I thought. But no, it's TV show.
The arcade, like the '90s, '80s arcade. You got it.
All right. Okay.
I think it was on it was on ABC, I want to say. So it was like, you know, a Full House around that time.
Okay. So Dino S'mores is an Imperial Stout, Russian Imperial Stout with like, basically with like marshmallows and like some other spices in it.
Yeah.
That's a fun beer. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember having it maybe once, but I haven't had it in a really long time or that I remember.
Yeah.
All right, so go over there, try it out. I'm sure they'll be pouring. PK will probably be being ridiculous over there.
Oh, yeah. He's down with the off-color crew now.
Yeah. So nice.
That's it for Wednesday, the 2nd.
Cool. What about Thursday?
I got nothing for Thursday. What do you got for Thursday?
No, I didn't see anything either. Quiet Thursday.
All right. Should we slide into Friday?
All right.
All right. So on Friday, We've got the Sovereign 1 year anniversary.
What's Sovereign?
Sovereign
is Sovereign, a place or a brewery?
No. Sovereign is a restaurant out in Plainfield.
Okay.
So the guys who put on the Midwest Brewers Fest, the original guys that put it on, they left to go start their own restaurant, like farm to table craft beer centric restaurant in the burbs.
Okay.
In the West Burbs. Yeah, so this is their 1 year anniversary, and they're doing a throwback of all their favorites from the food menu, and then they're gonna do like a full on founders tap takeover, like 2 years of KBS, 2 years of Backwoods Bastard, Project Pam, that new IPA in maple barrels, maple bourbon barrels, and a few other favorites. Ridiculous, which took a medal at JBF this year.
Okay.
Yeah, and CBS.
Nice.
They got CBS out there. Yeah. So that's going to be an all-day party starting at 3 p.m. on Friday, December 4th.
Cool.
Yeah. I got one more event on Friday.
All right.
The good folks at Lake Effect Brewing, they've got a barrel-aged version of their Imperial Stout going on tap at Lincoln Station. Yeah, that's a 6 p.m. start.
All right. So
the bottles have already been released, but if you want to try it on tap, you can go there at 6, meet the Lake Effect crew, and try their Imperial Stout. I think they're really good at Belgians and Stouts at Lake Effect.
They are? Okay.
Yeah, we take the brew bus there at night, and their stouts are pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. You guys still been going up to that location?
Yeah. We go there, and then we start at Haymarket, then we go up there, and then we'll do something like go to Rev or go to Finch. Finch, I think, is moving.
Oh, okay.
Because they're not returning our calls. And Jeez. Then and there's a for sale sign on the building.
Whoa. So okay. That's kind of not
I think
good.
That's really the tell. Yeah. But
nice. I haven't been to Lincoln Station in years. Like
it's near DePaul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There used to be a spot we go for half price apps.
Okay.
Like and we'd go play pool, get wings and quesadillas and I don't know, pretzels and whatever the $4 pints of something were.
Is that the place that's also like a pint. Concert hall?
No, that's no? Lincoln Hall.
Lincoln Hall.
Yeah, which is like right next door, right down the street.
Okay. There we go. That makes sense then.
Cool.
All right.
And then Saturday the 5th, right?
Yeah, we got actually a few events on Saturday.
That's repeal day.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, well, they repealed the 21st Amendment.
The only amendment to ever get reversed in American history.
Yeah.
Yeah, how cool is that? There's Bell's celebrating their 30th anniversary, so they're doing a 30 for 30, 30 years for 30 beers at Sheffield's. So they got everything from Black Note to the Oracle to Mango Habanero Oberon, and they're tapping it all at Sheffield's. Yeah, it starts at 10 a.m. You can go there for brunch, and then it's going to roll all day. The Bell's crew's going to be there. They're going to have giveaways, swag, all that jazz.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. You know, the Oracle is really good. The Oracle is their, because, you know, Hop Slam is their big, badass double IPA, but that's only in the winter. And then all year long, other than the other three seasons, they roll the Oracle.
Okay.
Which is really nice. They do a good job with that beer.
Nice. For Repeal Day over at Bangers and Lace is a Repeal Day party with 21st Amendment. So they have a bunch of beers on tap.
Nice.
And, yeah.
That sounds good.
Should be a good event there. I think I got some posters up. I think I tweeted out a picture, maybe.
Yeah.
So check that out.
Then also at noon on Repeal Day is the 17th annual Delilah's Christmas and Winter Beer Tasting.
Nice.
Yeah, so Delilah's does this every season. This will be from 12 to 5. You buy $20, will get you 20 sample tickets. And they do a good job of having multiple vintages of all these beers.
Uh-huh.
So like the Anchor Steam Christmas Ale, they'll have 10 vintages of that. The Sam Smith Winter Welcome, 8. Sierra Nevada Celebration Ale, they have 10 of those. And on and on and on. Three Floyds, Alpha Claws, all that jazz. They got about 15 beers for this party.
And most of these are all in bottles, so
yeah.
You just can go up to the bar, ask for a little pour of that. Sometimes you can mix them if you want. Depends on how kind they're being. But last time, when I went one time for the Halloween pumpkin one, it wasn't too crazy, but that was like a Thursday night. So Saturday might be a little busier.
Saturday might be busier, yeah. So we've got one more event on December 5th, this Saturday, is Fishmas up at Fishman's Liquor and Taverns. So Fishmas is also following the 12 Beers of Christmas theme. They're going to have like a Goose Island prop on tap, along with Evil Twins, Even More Jesus. That's what I had.
Even More Jesus.
Yeah, this is an indoor-outdoor party. So they got the backyard space.
Yeah.
So that space will be heated, and then you can have, and then the party will be inside, and they're doing the ugly sweater contest as well.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to have a DJ, food trucks, and more.
Oh, cool.
There's always and more.
And more, yeah. You got to have and more. There's like, you know, bathrooms and more. Do you have an ugly sweater?
I do not have an ugly sweater. I did see a few candidates that I would get for an ugly sweater.
Okay.
I saw a Chicago Bulls one today when I was in the near the gig.
Yeah.
There's a Drake one where Drake's doing that stupid dance from the Hotline Bling video. That's really good. And then there's one for the Roots where all the Roots are like in characters, like 80s, like Mario Brothers characters, and they're all across the front. I would get any of those.
Oh, cool, yeah. There's a store, I think Ragstock on... in Wicker Park has a store now, just an ugly sweater store. Kind of like a Halloween, like it's a like Halloween pop-up. It's like an ugly sweater pop-up store. It's like, all right, we've gone too far for this now.
Yeah.
It's now, you dress up now for Christmas.
Ugly sweaters have jumped the shark, let me tell you.
I think they have, yeah, because you need a legit bad one that like either you had or your parents had.
Yeah.
You got to go to the thrift store. You can't have Drake on it.
Come on. You can't have like a new... ugly sweater. It's got to be a real ugly sweater.
Yeah. But they're funny, like the Drake ones and the.
That's the one I would wear for sure, because I don't have one. My folks didn't give me one.
Yeah,
Thanks, Mom.
It's based off the ugly, but it looks sweet.
Right.
Nice. Is that all the events then?
That's it for this week, man.
Oh man. Anything on beer news? I know on the beer news, one thing I saw was. Big Hugs, we got a release date.
Yeah, you're right, man. Big Hugs.
Did you have that written down? Did I steal your thunder?
You're stealing my thunder. Big Hugs is coming out. This is the 7th annual Big Hugs.
Okay.
And, you know, they're going to have a vanilla coffee one this year.
First time ever variant.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. That's 11 a.m. on December 13th, which is a Sunday, which I dig.
Right.
I dig things on Sunday.
I will be there. I've gone every year. Got my Bourbon County, my Big Hugs. So I'll go again. The line's usually pretty short. Bring cash. We'll probably talk about it.
It's a good beer, and then the allotments are usually a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
And then the chaos is a little bit smaller. And yeah, and it's wintertime, just like these other big launches that we like, these big events that we like. Yeah.
For sure.
Tribes Ale House out in Mokena, they're expanding.
Yeah.
So they're barely like a year old. They started with a 7-barrel system, but they just got 3 new 15-barrel tanks. Yeah, so in the city, like Mokena is just south of downtown. I'd say maybe like 30 miles south of downtown is Mokena.
Okay.
Sounds about right. But in the city, they're in places like Oshawa, Haymarket, Timothy O'Toole's, Kaiser Tiger. And then their head brewer is David from Half Acre. From Haymarket.
Haymarket,
yeah. He used to work at Haymarket. Yeah. Their beer, 0-100, their double IPA at Festival, that was my favorite beer there, I think.
Oh, cool, yeah. He's a great brewer and an awesome guy, so, yeah, nice to see they're expanding.
For sure. Dude, Ballast Point got robbed.
Really?
They
got just that big payout.
Somebody was looking for the $1 billion, apparently. No, somebody ran up in the tap room in a ski mask with a gun and took, like, an unspecified amount of cash. So that kind of sucks.
You really should not keep millions in your register, like...
Yeah, man. So no one was hurt, and so we hope that doesn't happen again. But that sucks, man. Like they're getting, come on, craft beer tap rooms are getting, what the fuck, man? Dude,
well, they
remember,
know.
Remember when craft beer was this little cute thing that nobody talked about?
Yeah, but you go in there, every beer is like $5. That's probably a lot of money going down, right?
Put the money in the bag. God, that would be horrible. I do not want to be hanging out at my favorite tap room and someone comes in and fucking jacks the place.
No, yeah, that'd be weird. And because you're already like kind of drinking, you may like think like I can take this guy down.
and then, look, I just caught 2 in the kidney.
Yeah, the lady with you is like, God damn it, you're drunk.
Stop,
you idiot.
Stop trying to save people. You're fucking hammered.
Or vice versa, you're just like, you just start weeping because you're like super scared. Like, it could go either way.
You know what? He's right about that, man. He's so right. All right. And Goose Island, man. Let's talk about Goose Island, Wrigleyville. So Goose Island Wrigleyville has officially closed forever. So I went to the Friendsgiving that we talked about last year, and I had a buddy there who's actually sold his bottle of rare to this guy. And the guy was like, yeah, you know, I have a brewery in Milwaukee, and I just bought all the equipment from Goose Island Wrigley.
Oh, okay. You
know? So, yeah, so he told me that, and I'm like, fuck, that means Goose Island Wrigley's, like, really dead this time. Because, you know, a year ago, they had this We're Going Away Forever party. Mm-hmm. Everyone was there that ever worked there. They were crying, and all this shit was half off, and, you know.
And then they reopened
and
again.
And then they reopened.
And then are they open now or no?
No, it's officially dead. They've officially sold all the equipment to a brew pub. The guy wouldn't reveal who he was. He's like, I'll let you know in time. Yeah, so.
All right. But you know, or you're just not telling us? Or
No. This was actually, it wasn't me. I'm not saying it was me and it was someone else. It was my buddy. He's like, yeah, the guy didn't tell me who he was, but he said he was in town.
Sure, man. That's what they also meant. Friend of a friend.
He's a friend of a friend. Yeah, so. But yeah, we can confirm that Goose Island's equipment at Wrigley is gone.
Is somewhere.
Has been sold.
Okay.
Yeah. That kind of sucks, man. Because now, I mean, that's the end of an era. I mean, Goose Island Wrigley opened in 99.
Yeah.
You know.
What, year after or 2 years after the Clybourne?
The Clybourne opened in 95.
95. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. And then the original opened in 88.
88, yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, and who knows if they'll ever open another Goose Island pub like that. You know, and we're not talking like, you know, the United Center or at fucking O'Hare. We're not talking about that. We're talking like a real pub where, you know, they're making all the food from scratch. And, you know, it's like, that's a different thing than just slapping Goose's name on it. Because you go to United Center and you can get like Stella Artois and all this other shit. We're not talking about that. You know, we're talking about like the original pub concept is what we're talking about.
I don't think it'll happen.
Yeah. So sad day.
Yeah.
One more bit of news, man. Ran into the Windy City distribution guys, and they mentioned their top five beers by volume for 2015 so far.
Okay.
So let's lay it on you, man. Beer number one, Lagunitas IPA. All
right. Solid. Not surprised.
Beer number two, Lagunitas is a little something.
Okay. Yeah. Fine. But kind of over a little something.
I dig that beer. I like this one.
What do you like? They taste the same, right?
Beer number three is Allagash White.
Okay.
Yeah. Which makes sense. You know, New York. No. L.A., Chicago, and then the East Coast.
Yeah. And
that's Portland all area. Number four is Domaine DuPage.
Wow.
They said Two Brothers is probably in the top five for craft breweries in Illinois. They said they don't really crush it in the city, but in the suburbs, they are all over the place.
My dad always has it on tap.
Like it's you can go to a seafood joint and you'll see it. You can go to just about any bar in the burbs and see that beer. It's a fantastic beer. Mm-hmm. Beer number five, we would have never guessed this one. Kronbacher Pils.
What?
Yeah. Kronbacher Pils is the number five beer for the year on Windy City. He said that, and you know, this is a label that's got like Three Floyds. You know, I think they even have Revolution. Half Acre, but he was saying like specifically Floyd's, they don't really have that.
They don't have enough.
They don't have the volume. Yeah, I mean, you know, they don't have enough volume to be in the top five. So Kronbacher Pils, it isn't everywhere, but in 80% of the counts that it's in, it's the number one beer in that account.
Damn.
They're selling a lot of this beer.
That's nuts. I don't even had that.
Family owned German brewery for like 200 years.
I feel like if I drink a Pils, I usually drink like a Pony Pils or someone else them, like what's the Oscar Blues Pils? Mama's Little Pils. I don't even think like, I'm like, I got American Pils. I got Hopped Up Pils.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
America.
So there's your top five for Windy City.
All right.
Yeah. So that's it for news.
Damn. All right. Yeah. Well, I think that does it then for this week's episode. I think that's, what, episode 104 something? We're killing it, man.
Rolling.
We'll probably got a couple more this year still. I don't know what's going to happen with our holiday. I think Christmas Eve is on a Thursday, and then New Year. So we may miss a couple weeks here or switch things around, but we'll be back next week.
For sure.
But, Nick, if people want to find you, get in touch, how can they reach out?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. Website chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, SoundCloud, all those ways. If you have any, not shows, if you have any events happening, that you want to for us to mention on the show, you know, you can email us at chicagobeerpass@gmail.com or on Twitter even. We, you know, we cannot find them all. You know, sometimes they just like slip through.
We actually prefer when people just tell us what's going on.
If you tell us what's happening, it makes this show so much easier. Yeah. Then we just get the beer and sit down like, oh, that guy already told us everything. But other events that we do come across that we find out about later, that gets shared on our Facebook page, as well as like photos. You just posted a whole bunch of Ireland photos.
Yeah, man. And the FOBAB 2015 is up on the Facebook page as well.
Nice. So check that out. That's /Chicago Beer Pass. And that'll do it for this week's episode. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.